Hello, this is podcast number 6 with artist number 6. His name is Jake Crawford. He's an Atlanta photographer, and we're going to interview him today. How you doing, Jake?
Doing fine.
Jake, could you explain your photography?
Basically, shoot as is from a journalistic perspective. I like to compose within the frame and capture what is as it is.
Okay. How did you get your start as a photographer?
Oh, long story. I've always been interested in journalism. Growing up in the 60s, in the civil rights era, and the time of the Vietnam War, I grew up in a time of black and white television transitioning into color television. And I've seen journalists such as Walter Cronkite, Ed Bradley, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings. Seen all of these men throughout their careers, as well as print photographers such as the photographers that shot for Life magazine, for Ebony, for Jet. Had the opportunity to meet Mineta Sleet, who you may not recognize his name, but I'm sure at some time or another you've seen his work, because he used to shoot the Jet Beauty of the Week. And I was always interested in, you know, how do you get a gig like that? But again, growing up in the civil rights era, I've always been interested in seeing things firsthand. And my dad was a photographer. He actually had a studio for a while when I was growing up, but I wasn't really interested in photography then. He used to shoot portraits, weddings, things like that. And although I had a little point-and-shoot film camera, I was just interested in going to concerts and taking pictures there. I worked at a radio station, so I had the opportunity to photograph performers. But again, I found out later that I'm shooting from a journalistic perspective, and that I simply want to capture the moment and document a place and time.
Is shooting concerts your favorite subject matter? I noticed that you have quite a few different subjects that you've shot throughout your career. What do you like to shoot?
Well, my favorite thing of all time was shooting professional wrestling. I've been a pro wrestling fan since I was a kid, around 6 years old. And without going into a long, drawn-out story, it sort of evolved that I developed a relationship with a guy that whose stories I used to read when I was a kid. As time went on, he became editor of a magazine, and I simply called him up one day and told him that, you know, we were having matches in our town after not having any performances for such a long while. He asked me if I had any pictures. I said no. He says, do you know how to use a camera? And I said, well, yeah. Because then I knew, only thing I knew was you get a camera, you get film, you take pictures. Well, it turned out that I was shooting high-speed film, at that time 1600, and I didn't know anything about f-stops or film speeds, so the images were quite overexposed, but they were usable. And I sent them up, and they said, well, would you like to keep shooting? And I did. And I did that for 5 years, developed a relationship with the editor, with the rest of the staff of the magazine. I shot a lot of events. Eventually, I became one of the top 5 wrestling photographers in the world. I had some images that were selected as best of the decade. The decade from 1990 to 1999, and it was just one of the favorite times of my life, because it was one time that I actually was able to realize a goal and achieve it to not only my satisfaction, but to peers that could recognize quality and good work.
That's wonderful, Jake. Where do you see yourself in the future? Like, where do you want to take your photography?
Well, what I really thought I would be doing at this point in my life would be as a teacher, as an instructor. I wanted to be an influence on kids in the middle school grades, anywhere from 12 to 15, showing them how media, different types of media, be it photography, film, or video, is such an influence. I wanted to teach them how to listen selectively and to be able separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, you don't believe everything that you hear in a report. And one of the things I found out about journalism is that unless you were there on the scene when something evolved, you have no idea what happened. So I wanted young people to be involved, you know, in their world and what goes on around them, because more and more, as our world gets closer, events reach out and touch individuals.
Okay. Do you see yourself starting some type of youth community center eventually?
I would like to do that, but at this point in my life, I'm really not sure, because I'm somewhat limited physically. I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen around the corner. So, you know, I just try to stay positive and to be ready when something happens. Success is when preparation meets opportunity, or something like that. But I've had the opportunity to take advantage of a lot of things that many times I just happen to be at the right place at the right time. And I found out that you can't capture an image if you don't have your camera. You know, it's like you say about, you know, a gun. It's like, the question is it loaded? Well, it wouldn't be too much good if it wasn't.
So you're always keeping your camera with you and ready to shoot whenever you're out and about on the walking around in the city?
Absolutely. I take my camera to the bathroom, because you never know when satellite might drop through the ceiling and you're the only one there to capture the image.
All right, that's really cool. How do you motivate yourself as a photographer, you know, when you get up in the morning? What's your motivation?
Well, sometimes, again, referring to my physical situation, it's hard to get motivated, but the one thing that keeps me looking forward are my kids. Both of them are interested in images. My oldest son more or less likes to be in front of the camera. My youngest son likes to be behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. So at one time, my youngest son asked if he could become a photojournalist. I said, absolutely, of course, you can do whatever you want to. So that's my motivation, to not so much as to look forward for me, but to have the youth to be aware that, you know, they have their lives in front of them.
That's wonderful. And how do you see yourself in the art community here in Atlanta? Are you looked at as one of the up-and-coming artists, or are you like a really well-established photographer?
Well, I've been in Atlanta since 1990, and I've had the opportunity to interact with a number of local photographers. And when I say local, I mean photographers that live here, a lot who have moved from other places and established themselves in Atlanta. But I'm just one of many. I wouldn't say that I'm extraordinarily talented. You know, I try to remember the fundamentals and to stay prepared and to be ready to take advantage of an opportunity. But I've been in places where I've had the opportunity to meet photographers from all over the world, photographers whose work that I've seen, who's had Kodak Masterwork series. I've had the opportunity to meet photographers whose images I've seen in magazines, in film, and I see myself in the art community as just one of many. I don't really consider myself an artist. I more or less like to put the focus on other artists that I come in contact with, and to show them off and just to let the light shine on all of us as one big community.
That's really nice. And the last question for you, Jake, is how do you feel the computer has influenced like photography in today's society?
Well, shooting from a journalistic perspective, I pretty much feel the same way I did when I was a student, and from 90 to 94, when computer technology and Photoshop and photo manipulation came into being. And at that time, I said, okay, terrific. So now we're going to have people trying to make crappy photography into something good. You know, it's like, well, it's a lot easier just to take a good photograph and leave it at that. But there is a place for computer technology. From an art perspective, I really don't agree with the perspective that I see in a lot of fashion shoots, where they shoot maybe the models in one scene, and then they go and they add a bunch of other things into the scene to create a photograph. I don't look at that as photography. Photography is the capturing of light on a light sensitive piece of emulsion, be it paper or film. And when you assemble things like that, while it can be an art form, it's not photography. So, in a nutshell, it has its place, but there will always be a place for quality silver gelatin black and white print.
Okay. I actually agree with that. And we have been speaking with Jake Crawford. He is a Atlanta photographer, and I appreciate your time, Jake.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I'm honored, and I'm really surprised, pleasantly so, that you think I'm worth interviewing.
Oh, definitely. I think you're definitely worth interviewing, and your work speaks for itself. Thank you very much.